Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
As you can hear, hello, I'm Scott. There is a fire alarm going off at the moment.
Genuinely, this isn't one of your little gags.
No, it's right above me now.
It's actually going off.
And there's a red flashing light. Is this just a test, or do you think we should leave?
I don't know.
Right, because we've got like a show to do, and this is probably quite off-putting, I would think, to listeners.
Isn't it a technical fault that a fire alarm goes off in the studio? Shouldn't there be a flashing light? Yeah, right,
there is a flashing light.
Well, surely then that should be enough.
Anyway, we're going to play Chris Brown and Forever and contemplate on what to do.
It's noisy in here, isn't it?
Yeah. Should we go or what? I don't know what to do. We'll find out whether it's a real fire or just a test.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, it was just a fire alarm test, which means now we're allowed to stay in, but everyone from Radio 1 would be stood outside the bookies across the road, and one of the security guards would be wearing like a high-vis jacket, and they have that strange karaoke machine they take with them.
Stay away from the building.
Sorry to everybody who is at work at the moment and thought it was their work fire alarm going off and ran out. It was just our test. It's fine.
There was one Friday night when the fire alarm went off at Radio 1 and everybody had to evacuate, and whoever the security guard in charge was had to put on the luminous jacket and do a recce of all the studios and the building to check nobody had been left in, because it wasn't a test, it was just a false alarm, but he had to check that the building was empty. And he came into the studio to find Westwood hiding under the desk with his hands on top of the desk still trying to work the faders because he didn't want to leave his show.
God, he's so brave,
isn't he? Yeah. Really, you know.
Now, we were talking about Sarah Bareilles yesterday, mm-hmm. and how she can't be bothered to write you a love song. I'm not gonna write you a love song because you asked for it, which I think is a bit unreasonable.
Yeah,
because like if someone asks you to write them a love song, you should do it, I think.
Should you?
Now, we did set a bit of homework yesterday, and we were all told to come up with a love song for each other, so...
What?
Where is it?
My dog ate it.
Right, okay, so, have you done one?
Well, I was given the choice of doing one for the one that doesn't speak, which doesn't scan particularly well, so after about 20 minutes...
Right,
I
so
gave
no
up.
One's done this apart from
I had done it, but I say the dog ate it.
Well, you just have to do it in your vest and pants, aren't you?
Hang on, I think you've confused your subjects there. Oh. I don't think if you've got your music homework, you had to do it in your vest and pants. Not unless you had a very strange music teacher. Also, why do you want me to sing you a love song in my vest and pants?
Right, well, you have to make up on the spot.
No.
Yes,
no,
you
no,
are.
No.
Because
no,
I've done one for you.
Well, just let me hear yours then.
Right, I've actually written a love song for you, and this took me quite a while last night. Okay.
All right then.
But let's have yours first.
No. I don't want to spoil it. I'll write one for you. I promise. I will.
When?
Well, after Euro 2008's over.
No, I want one today. That was the deal. Oh. That was the homework.
All right, I'll come up with something for you.
Right. Do you want my mod now or?
Yes. Oh yeah. Is this going to make me feel incredibly uncomfortable?
At least I made the effort.
Took my hand.
Took his hand.
Touched my heart.
Touched his heart.
Held me close.
Held him close.
You were always there. By my side.
By his side.
Night and day.
It's actually quite easy. All you have to do is get words that rhyme at the end.
Is that how songwriting works?
Mm. If only could come what may.
Easy.
Swept away on a wave of emotion.
Emotion.
Oh, we're caught in the eye of the storm.
The storm.
Why do you have some fishwife in the background?
That's Becky.
Oh, sorry.
Believe that you're mine.
Right, here comes the chorus now.
Believe that you're mine.
You're his.
Go.
This love is unbreakable.
Look, I know I'm not good at singing, but I wrote you a love song.
Are you playing the organ as well?
Each time I look in your eyes, Chappers, I know why.
He knows why, Chappers, he knows why.
This love is untouchable.
When I say it took a long time,
yeah.
it was like 2 hours. That was it.
Really? Only 2 hours?
Yeah.
That is surprising.
Each time I look in your eyes.
Why are you both Chappers. Singing it to me, though? That makes me even more uncomfortable.
Right, do you not like it?
It's brought a tear to my eye.
Oh, well, at least I
and
tried.
A funny feeling to my stomach. It.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Lucy.
Hiya, Lucy. Where are you today?
I'm in North Ellerton.
Having a good day?
Yeah, not so bad, thanks.
What's going on?
Not a lot at the minute.
Yeah? What, how can I help?
Is Trapper there?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right, you know that love song that Scott did for you?
Yeah.
It's not actually his. It's Westlife's song.
Oh, God, is it?
Yeah, you cheated. Can you believe?
No, that took me 2 hours.
We spent ages on that. I can't believe we spent all that time on it, and then someone else has gone and written exactly the same lyrics. What a coincidence.
My money's on them having a different tune, though.
Yeah, maybe it's a bit more in tune than Scott was.
Yeah, I think that's a very fair point. If you were going to copy a song, couldn't you have not copied something other than Westlife?
This Westlife track, supposedly, that you speak of, is it very different to my one?
It's a bit in tune, but no, not really. It's like pretty much the same lyrics.
Yeah, but not the same tune.
No.
Did that have some warbling bird in the background as well?
No, it didn't.
All right, okay.
Can't believe a Westlife are thieves. Seriously. I thought they're such nice lads as well. Oh.
Is there any other of your back catalogue that Westlife have nicked?
Well, I've done this other track, which I was going to do.
Right.
And it's called Flying Without Wings. But, rubbish. Well, yeah, thanks for your call.
I'm hurt now, but thanks for pointing out his dishonesty.
That's
me.
All right.
Charming.
If someone asked you to write them a love song, right? Would you do it?
Maybe. Depends who it was.
Who would you like it to be?
I don't know. Anyone? I don't know.
Chappers?
Anyone? That's not very cheesy.
I'd write one for you, Scott.
Would you?
Yeah.
Go on then.
Look at his little face.
No, I can't do it now.
Go on. I've got some music. It's
no,
easy.
I can't do it now.
Well, okay. How long do you need?
Like. Not today.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Right, okay, you're on. Okay, I'm keeping your number, okay?
Okay.
Make sure you answer the phone. Don't be bottling out on me.
I won't do. Radio 1 Podcast.
Hello?
Hello.
Who's that?
It's Jess.
Where are you, Jess?
I'm in Hull.
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 How can I help?
Basically, my boyfriend's in a band.
Yeah.
And I asked him if he'd write me a love song. But he didn't. He said no.
He's like Sarah Bareilles, isn't he? Same.
Pardon?
Yeah. That woman that doesn't write love songs, because she doesn't want to.
Yeah.
Do you not think you sound a bit desperate, though, asking him to write a love song for you?
Well, I didn't really. I wasn't trying to be desperate. I just.
Just appeared that way.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess so.
But surely it would be easy for him if he was in a band.
Yeah, but...
I'm no musician. It took me 2 hours.
Well, apparently it's not in his like, style.
I was going to say, doesn't it depend what kind of band they are? Because if he's in a thrash metal band, I would imagine the love song wouldn't be that romantic.
Yeah, that's the kind of band he's in.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, why did you ask for a thrash metal love song in the first place, then?
Well, I thought that he could do an acoustic-y one.
Oh, just get him to buy you flowers from the garage or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the same.
It's not.
Rebecca on the text says she had a love song written about her once. It was called Milk Girl.
Milk Girl?
I presume that isn't an order.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
So, you got an insight yesterday into what we sound like we're in the pub having a team meeting, because Craig from Birmingham, from Selyoke, sent us a message, and he had his computer played with, and someone had slowed down the speed on his media player, so it sounded like this. This is our podcast.
Hi, Ben.
Yes.
Yeah. Do sound like we're a little bit off, don't we?
Yeah, very off.
Now, what we've done, with the help of Craig, thank you very much for that idea, is we've slowed down some famous names on the media player.
Okay.
And Kate Silverton is first, off of BBC News.
Right.
I like her.
Do you?
I really do, yeah.
Why?
Don't know, I just like her.
She's something about her.
Yeah, definitely. This is what it would sound like, right, if you were in the pub with Kate Silverton off the news, right?
Yeah.
And it's towards the end of the night. She's probably sank a whole bottle of, like, Pinot Grigio. What do you think she would drink, Kate Silverton? A fine wine.
A fine wine,
yeah.
Yes.
This is what it would sound like at the end of the night when you had a conversation with her. And suddenly she just, you know how people just witter on when they're a bit drunk?
Yeah.
Suddenly she just started talking about the price of diesel.
Fresh protests against the price of diesel have been taking place today in Spain and India. There's more evidence here of the impact of rising fuel costs. New figures for manufacturing show that costs are rising at their fastest rate since records began.
Yep.
That means prices are shooting up before items even hit the shelves.
Another glass of wine.
I think you've had enough, Kate. I think you've had enough.
That means prices are shooting up before items even hit the shelves.
Excuse me, have you got a taxi number? Right, now imagine instead of being on TV talking about football, right?
Yeah.
Alan Shearer, Martin O'Neill, and Alan Hansen are all in the pub together. What have they had to drink, do you think?
I think
a jug of Harvey Wallbanger.
Is that what you think?
Yeah. Alan's just wittering on.
I cannot believe he had his defenders playing that high up the pitch.
He's banging his fist on the table.
Yeah.
And another thing. And then Alan Hansen pipes up.
Oh, you called it a shambles. I think that has been very complimentary.
And then Martin O'Neill replies.
You can go in with a plan that can last 1 minute. You can go in with a plan that can last 10. And you can go in with a plan that actually can see you through the game. I couldn't see. Whatever it was, I didn't see what they were actually planning to do.
He can't even see now.
No, that's how much he's had.
Don't have another jug. Oh, no, Alan's going on now as well.
It's like a man saying it's suicidal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not making any sense, Alan.
They've had the warning because, you know, this game should effectively be over.
They've had the warning.
They've had the warning.
Now imagine, okay, also in the pub.
Yeah. There's somebody else along with those three talking football.
Luke has just walked in.
Yeah.
Alan Sugar.
Wow.
Sir Alan Sugar of The Apprentice.
He'll be having whiskey, I reckon.
He'll have a whiskey, won't he?
This is a job interview from hell. Your prize is working with me.
Oh, I don't want the job, Alan.
Sounds
thanks.
Brilliant.
Don't start telling me that you're just like me, because no one's like me. I'm unique.
It does sound like a pub conversation. And another thing, you know, he's pointing his finger at you as well.
You haven't got a clue. Not a clue. You're fired.
Yeah, see, he'll wake up tomorrow morning and regret that. He'll retract it.
Yeah.
I hold you totally responsible. You're fired.
You said that once.
No good. You're fired. Goodbye.
It's like he's trying to convince himself.
See, I do that. I just repeat myself. And once again, as I said before, you're fired.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I think this is quite a good anti-drinking message.
Do you think?
Yeah, drink responsibly, or you'll end up sounding like this.
That means prices are shooting up before items even hit the shelves.
That is what people sound like.
Yeah, those pundits just sound like every Saturday night in my local pub, just loads of drunken men telling all their mates that they know the most about football.
It's like a man saying it's suicidal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever you say, Alan.
I hold you totally responsible. You're fired.
That sounds like you to me in the pub on a Friday night.
Do I sound like that?
Yeah, you do. Again and again and
you're
again and
again. You're fired.
Yeah. I pay you wages.
You're fired.
Couldn't we take Kate Silverton out and buy her a few drinks and see if she sounds like that? After
we could record
drinks?
Her.
Yeah, we could record her. See how many drinks okay. It takes her to sound like that.
I'm sure we can sort that out.
She'd love it.
She'd be up for that.
Yeah. She always comes across quite nice, I think.
Yeah, I think.
I'm going to email her. on the internal BBC system.
What? And say, we've done an experiment and worked out what you might sound like drunk, but we actually need the evidence, so could we take you out for a few drinks?
Got it. Okay.
He's actually doing it, I love it.
Right, what should the subject be?
Drinks with Chappers.
Drinks.
No, drinks with...
Drinks with Chappers to make you drunk.
No, drinks with you.
Hi, Kate.
Drinks with all of us.
We've been... Right, I'll compose this and I'll read it out.
It takes you a while to type, doesn't it?
It does. Not many words.
One finger at a time.
Not many words per minute there.
That means prices are shooting up before items even hit the shelves.
She'll be up for a couple of pints, I reckon. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Now, you know Kate Silverton off the news.
Yeah.
I'm just...
Are you still composing it?
I've done it now. You know the one I mean, the one with the glasses.
Yeah. Yeah, she's really pretty. She's got like flicky hair.
Yeah. Okay, so this is what I've got. Hi,
Kate.
They
all have the same hair.
No,
newsreaders.
They do.
Newsreaders all have the same hair. They don't have the same hair. That is a man thing to say. Oh. Hi, Kate. We've been playing clips of what you might sound like tipsy on my Radio 1 show today. Chappers, my... Now, what would you
friend.
Like to be called?
Friend.
Psychic.
Friend.
Co-host?
Friend.
No, do you actually see each other out of work?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I put co-host and friend. Co-host and friend.
Occasionally pass each other in the street.
Co-host and
acquaintance?
No. My co-host and friend was wondering if you would come out with us, have some fine wine sometime, and we could record your voice and see if there's any similarity to the clips. Let me know if this is something that would be of interest to you. Thanks, Scott.
Beautifully done. Right. Are you putting a kiss on the end or not?
What do you think? I have met her once before.
Mm. And I wouldn't.
She might wonder about your intentions if there's a kiss on it.
Yeah, just thanks, Scott.
No kiss.
No kiss at the moment.
Okay, and...
Send.
Who send it?
Yeah. Ah, send! Oh, no. Radio 1.
All right, it's 5 to 5 on Radio 1, and let's talk to our 12-year-old football expert, Lloyd.
Hello,
how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm a bit gutted.
Why?
My team were rubbish last night. They were disastrous.
Oh, yeah, they were.
What happened?
Well, Colin scored 3 and Italy didn't score any. So
that's right.
That's where they went wrong.
What, by not scoring more than Holland?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was bad last night. What's happening today?
Well, today you got 2 matches. Spain against Russia and Greece against Sweden.
When does the Spain match kick off?
At 5 o'clock.
At 5, so quite soon?
Yeah, quite soon.
Okay, got some facts?
Yeah, I got some reasons to support Spain.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great place to go on holiday.
Yeah,
that's true.
And 2, they make good sangria.
How would you know about sangria?
Some man behind the bar offered it me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I got some reasons to support Russia.
All right.
I can't think of any, but... But maybe because they wear furry hats and they have Russian dolls.
I love it that you're not stereotypical in any way, Lloyd.
No, not at all.
No.
I think I might know the answer here, but who are you going to support out of those two?
Spain.
No, not you, Lloyd. It's not all about you all the time. Right. I was asking Scott.
Spain.
Mm. Why?
Sangria.
Yeah, that's what I thought, actually. Although you'd look good in a furry hat.
I've actually got one.
Yeah, so have I.
Why?
Because I got sent one.
All right. I bought mine.
Well, that's worse.
It was cold. I was in Prague. I want it to look like an actual Russian. Some. Not.
In
they
Prague?
I know they
in
don't.
Prague?
No, I know. That
Why
I was
would in... you want to look like a Russian in Prague?
Because I've not seen them on sale in this country. I'm aware that I was in the Czech Republic. I just wanted to look like a Russian. And what's the match on later on, Lloyd?
Greece against Sweden.
Right.
Reasons to support Greece.
This has the potential to be the dullest game of football ever this evening.
Why?
Oh, God, Greece against Sweden. God.
Greece, because I went there on holiday once.
Did you have sangria?
No.
Ouzo?
And I've got some reasons to support Sweden.
Was the only reason to support Greece the fact that you went on holiday there?
Yeah.
I don't think you're doing your research.
I'm busy at school.
Yeah, no, right. You're busy playing golf.
No, I'm not.
What are your other facts?
Reasons to support Sweden, because they have great meatballs.
Yes.
IKEA is from Sweden.
Yeah.
And they have beautiful blondes.
Yes, they do.
Do you prefer blondes, Lloyd?
Yeah. Scott, you know you were talking about writing a love song yesterday?
Yeah.
I've written you one.
Okay.
Oh my God, this could be a distinctly uncomfortable couple of minutes.
Yeah, okay, whenever you're ready.
They call me Ginga. I'm not a Minga. I'm a pundit, not a half twit. That's not my name. That's not my name. I love you, Scotty, but not you, Chappers. I've not met Becky, but what the hecky?
That was very good. I like
Thank
that
you.
A lot.
Thank you.
I wasn't expecting you to do ting tings.
Am I as good at the ting tings?
Yep.
It was more really a song about yourself, Lloyd, though, wasn't it? Rather than a love song to Scott. It was more about self-love.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, Lloyd, well, thanks for your knowledge, as always.
It's okay.
I'll speak to you tomorrow.
I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Love
ya.
Podcast. Edith had a baby.
Yeah.
At 12:32 this afternoon. Congratulations, Edith. Oh, bless. Do you know what she's called it? It's £6 9 ounces, by the way. Congratulations, Eve. Do you think she's gone showbiz, or do you think she's gone normal?
No, I think it's quite a nice name, isn't it? But what surprised me was the text arrived only about 2 hours after the baby was born.
From Edith's phone.
From Edith's phone.
I got that.
Which I thought was quite quick, really.
Do you think she sent that herself?
Well, I don't think the baby did it.
It's just a bit quick, isn't it?
Yeah.
Push it out and then send a text.
Anyhow, back to the name, yeah.
Anyway, good news for Edith. And the name is, what do you think, showbiz or normal?
I think it's all right, isn't it? It's quite normal.
Rudy Bray Bowman Smith.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite normal.
Yeah.
Oh, Ricky Johnson's had a new baby as well. Do you think she's gone showbiz or normal, Ulrika?
Ulrika? I've no idea. I would say she's gone showbiz.
What kind of name? You think she's gone showbiz?
Showbiz, yeah.
Call it like tree or something.
Yeah.
She's gone normal.
Has she?
Ulrika Johnson's new baby is called Malcolm. Now, is that one of those old school names that is coming back? Because I don't know any Malcolms, do you?
Not under 50.
Like,
No.
Like, all those names, like George, Alfie, Jack, we've had some, like, 15-year-old Edna's on before. Those names are all coming back.
All I could think of was Malcolm in the Middle. Radio 1
Podcast. Yeah, Malcolm is officially back. Look at all the text.
Hello. We've
got 10-year-old Malcolms. I'm 15 and my best friend's boyfriend, 16, is called Malcolm. There's someone who is 18, I think, and called Malcolm. And then says, my second name is Bonkers. So people take the mick out of me all the time. Now, does that mean my second name is Bonkers, as in it's Bonkers? Or is their name actually Malcolm Bonkers? Because if they are... Sorry, I don't mean to laugh, like your friends.
But you are doing.
But if your name is Malcolm Bonkers, please text back. Because that's the best name, like, ever. And I really would like to speak to you very much, Malcolm Bonkers. Radio 1, Scott Mills. I've just tried to call Malcolm Bonkers, but he wasn't answering his phone.
Did you leave him a message?
The man with the best name in the world.
Hello, Mr. Bonkers.
He had one of those annoying answer phones where they go, hello? Hello? Ah, I got you. So he actually is flipping bonkers. Now, Beverly's been on, saying that is the best name in the world, and she would marry him to have that surname. So that's from Beverly Bonkers. I tell you what else is back as well. Graham. That is back as well. There's like 8, 10, 12, 18-year-old Grahams on the text. Loads of them. Yeah, and then loads of Malcolms.
I'm sorry, I wasn't prepared. Russia had just hit the post. I wasn't paying attention. But yeah.
Even better than
I know a few Grahams, actually, who are like in their early 20s.
Even better than Malcolm Bonkers.
Yeah.
Age 18, Malcolm McMalkins. I can't even say it.
Malcolm McMalkin.
No, his name is Malcolm McMalkins. I can't say it. Malcolm McMalkinson.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
Fact.
No.
See, he's got two Malcolms in his name right there.
Where is he?
Huh?
Where?
On the text.
How do you know that? Have you spoken to him?
I tried to ring him, he didn't answer.
Yeah.
But that's his name. It must be. Why would people lie on the text?
Yeah, that's right, because we believe so many of the texts that come in.
Malcolm McMalcolmson, I salute you for having a brilliant name with two Malcolms in it.
Except I don't believe that's true.
I do.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Okay, you ready for a game of Badly Bleeps TV? I love this so much. Okay, so what happens is it's a missing words game, and we have bleeped out some words from various TV and radio shows. All you got to do, and it's play along at home or in the car fun as well, is tell me what that word is, and we'll play along here as well. Up for that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's do it. All right, the first one is from the news. And it's
was Kate Civilton be back on TV?
No.
I think she's running scared.
I think she's gone to sleep. Sleep it off. Now, on the news, it's the story that the elderly singer Bob Dylan is having an exhibition of his paintings, okay?
Yeah.
But what is the missing word here?
But do the paintings stand up as artworks in their own right?
It's Welsh.
So that's a no, then.
Let me know if you'd like to hear it again.
Yes, please.
But do the paintings stand up as artworks in their own right?
It's Welsh.
So that's a no, then.
Okay, so you first, chappers. What do you think the missing word is?
It's Welsh in it.
It's what?
Welsh in it.
Welsh in it.
Yeah.
They wouldn't say in it on the news.
No, but it's a critic, and it might be, you know, kind of like a sort of, you know...
Okay, fair play.
Oh, God.
You can't guess.
Always makes me want to say something bad.
No, do you want it one more time?
But do the paintings stand up as artworks in their own right?
It's Welsh.
So that's a no, then.
Come on, Becky.
Can I have a pass?
You want a pass?
Yeah.
A pass? What's the point in having a pass?
Well, it's better than saying it's Welsh in it.
Okay, so you're passing.
Yeah.
That means I get the point, I think.
Okay. Let me know how you did at home or in the car. Here's the answer.
It's well short of being anything like great.
Oh, well, there we didn't get the last bit. We didn't get the last bit, so that's why I couldn't think of anything apart from something naughty.
Yeah.
That's just because you have a filthy mind.
Okay, that was rubbish.
And a potty mouth.
Now, these next two have been done for us by one of our listeners who loves Badly Bleeps TV right. So much. Thank you very much to Julian Farmer, who is supposed to be doing revision at the moment. We can't really be bothered with that.
This is better.
So has spent some of his valuable time doing Badly Bleeped TV and radio instead. Now, I think these are from some news. They're from Radio 4, I think.
Okay.
Have a listen and see if you can tell me what the missing word is here. Okay? Play along at home. Let me know how you've done. 81199. Let's go.
This month, the world's experts on terrorist f***ing will gather in London.
Go on.
Again?
Yeah.
This month, the world's experts on terrorist f***ing will gather in London.
Okay. You first, Becky.
Funding.
Terrorist funding.
Yeah.
Why did you wink when you said that? Or were you just... Right. Flogging.
Terrorist flogging, you're saying?
Yeah.
Here's the answer.
This month, the world's experts on terrorist funding will gather in London.
Yeah. Get you. Listening to Radio 4 in your spare time.
Okay, one more.
Yeah.
Just tell me what the missing word is on Badly Bleeps TV.
Good morning. Today, echoes of empire in Rome as the UN ponders how to f*** the world.
You first, chappers.
Good morning. Today, echoes of empire in Rome as the UN ponders how to f*** the world.
What do you think?
That sounds like Kate Adie. Is that Kate Adie?
I don't know.
Well, how to free.
How to free the world?
Yeah.
Becky?
Fix.
Fix?
Yeah. Isn't that what the UN do?
Fix the world.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the answer.
As the UN ponders how to feed the world.
Oh. Feed the world. Oh. Julian, thank you for sending them in. They were good.
Podcast.
Oliver says maybe we should make it into a DVD interactive game.
Yeah.
In time for Christmas. If we worked on it now, we'd get that out. Do you think?
If we worked on it. I think if we worked on it, we'd never get it out.
Yeah, but if some
but if people knew what they
it,
were doing, yes, then we could get it out.
This is still my favourite one, I think.
So you're big travellers tonight, you?
F*** off.
That's from Bargain Hunt. Remember what the word was?
Flick.
So you're big travellers tonight, you?
F*** off.
No?
So you're big travellers then, aren't you?
Krakow, Latvia, Krakow. Florence, New York and Washington.
This is Radio 1. Why did you say flick?
Because
that was one of the other answers from last week.
Yeah, I've got a story about that after this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What's your amusing flick story, chappers?
Oh, no.
Because everyone wants to know.
No, it's not amusing. I didn't say it was an amusing story. I just said I had a story about it. So, you bleeps. She was a contestant on something, wasn't she, this flick woman?
I think that was also Bargain Hunt.
That was also Bargain Hunt, and it was her name that was bleeped out. Anyhow, the flick that was on Bargain Hunt, I met her son at the weekend at Flugtag.
Is that the end?
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
No reply from Kate Silverton yet off BBC News.
Maybe she's on the early shifts at the moment.
No, the lady with the glasses.
Yeah.
I was going to my centre item. Yeah, it did. Hang on,
did it definitely go.
We emailed Kate Silverton off the news earlier because we were playing some clips of her. We've been messing about with a media player. And if you put it on slow speed, this is what Kate sounds like reading the news in the pub.
That means prices are shooting up before items even hit the shelves.
So I have emailed her saying that you were wondering if she'd come out with us to the pub one time, have some fine wine, and then we could record her voice and see if there's any similarity in the clips.
It's a scientific experiment. We'd buy all the wine for her.
Yeah. Yeah, someone asked Kate. Just email back. Do you think we should invite Alan Shearer as well?
No.
I cannot believe he had his defenders playing that high up the pitch.
Nah.
No?
Nah.
Alan Sugar?
I hold you totally responsible. You're fired.
Alan Hansen could pop in for a pint.
They've had the warning because, you know, this game should effectively be over.
Oh, no. Look, he's walked in the pub now.
Who's here now?
Jeremy Clarkson.
Jeremy Clarkson?
I think he'd already been drinking, though, before he arrived in this pub.
So you like this because it's modern and contemporary?
Yes. Like me.
Brought a friend with him.
Yeah. James May. Mm. I think he's had a few as well.
Well, we know he likes to drink, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Why do you spit out the word Germans every time you say it in any film, like it's 1941 and the sky's full of Heinkels?
See, being a drunk is attractive. Being drunk is attractive. What would they be drinking?
I would imagine they'd be on stout.
What stout?
It's like old man's beer.
Is it?
Yeah.
What does it taste like? Is it bitter?
Isn't Guinness a stout, isn't it? Yeah, like Guinness.
I've never heard of stout.
Never.
This stout.
Every kind of alcohol. Anyhow, I think it's only Kate Silverstone that we need to check out the drink with.
I think James and Jeremy have had a few stouts.
Every single time you say German.
I like the Germans.
Germans.
Shall we do the news?
Yes.
Let's do the news. All you have to do is just put the media player on and just put it on the slow speed. Why do they have that option on there?
For exactly that reason.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've found it. Generally.
People who run media player have been laughing about this for however long media player's been going, yeah.
How come you're having a go at me for not knowing what stout is when you didn't even know what Chinese food was?
I know what Chinese... What do you mean? No, I know what Chinese food is. I just didn't know whatever that...
Hoisin sauce.
Honky-tonk sauce was or whatever it was. What is it?
Hoisin sauce.
I've never heard of it. Radio 1
Podcast. And now I've got some breaking news, which is really exciting. News. Cheryl Cole is confirmed as X Factor judge. I repeat, Cheryl Cole is confirmed for judge of X Factor.
Who'd have thought?
Are you going to be watching it now?
I'm more inclined to watch it now. She's doing it. Rather,
are you a bit of a love machine, Chappers?
There you go.
Oh, remember that? It was ages ago, wasn't it? And came in
back in the day.
Back in the day when she was Cheryl Tweedy.
Yeah.
Or she married that bloke. obviously changed the name. Yeah. So they're going to be her and Danny?
I presume so, yeah.
How's that going to work out?
Why?
I don't know. It's a bit strange.
Maybe Louis will have to be sat in between them.
Yeah. You can do a really good impression of Danny Minogue, can't you?
No.
Yeah, you can.
No.
I saw her, actually. I saw her out the other night looking amazing.
Where?
I was in some bar.
Where were you?
A bar.
Where?
I could hear this
what
voice going...
What bar would you...
You don't just bump into Danny Minogue.
What bar would you be in that Danny Minogue was in? O'Neill's?
What are you trying to say?
What were you in, O'Neill's?
No.
Walkabout?
No.
Picture and piano?
God, you know me too. You know me too well.
Where were you?
I was in a bar in London.
What bar?
Bar.
Yates's?
No.
All bar one?
No. You really know me well. Have you been following me around?
The Stag?
No. The Stag? No. No, it's not. Go on,
Was it the St. Martin's Lane Hotel?
Yeah.
What were you doing in there? Were you keeping it real?
Yeah. Look,
you
know that. Listen, you know that I go to normal pubs all the time. It was just a special occasion. I didn't speak to her, no. But I could hear her voice going, I think I might just get a martini. And.
yours is better than mine.
I'll do yours. Go on, please.
What do you want me to say?
Just do like you would do on X Factor.
I think your performance was really amazing, but it could be slightly improved if you maybe sang a slower song.
That's a lot better than yours.
I'd like a dry martini.
It goes off a bit at the end, doesn't
it? Martini.
You need to watch more Summer Heights High and practice.
That's on tonight.
Is it? Well, watch it and practice your accent.
Okay, if you don't know about Summer Heights High, this is an amazing show which I saw on a plane ages about a year ago. And I got the DVD from Australia, I liked it that much. And it starts tonight on BBC Three at 10:30. And it's a bloke called Chris Lilly, who is absolutely amazingly funny. And he plays three characters. He plays all the three characters at a high school. One of them's called Mr. G. It's quite camp. He's the drama school teacher.
Right.
Then there's... Jonah Tekelua, and he...
Oh, she sounds like Danny Minogue.
No, that's a,
oh, he sounds that's like
a,
Danny Minogue.
That's a schoolboy.
All right.
And he's a bit of a nightmare. And Jemai King is the other one who...
He sounds like Danny Minogue.
No, that's a girl.
Oh, right.
And she's kind of like a bratty, bitchy schoolgirl. It's really good. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's amazing. There's a link from your pages.
Oh, is there? Yeah. It's on tonight at BBC Three at 10:30. I think...
Okay, you're getting worse. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.